From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. North Korea launched a missile today in a high-altitude path indicating it might be a two-stage rocket capable of flying up to 4,500 kilometers. Japan issued a strong protest immediately, with Prime Minister Shinzo Abe saying Tokyo would remain in close touch with the United States and South Korea about developments in North Korea. The launch came as U.S., Japanese, and European militaries gather for war games in the Pacific. A cyber attack against tens of thousands of data networks around the world, all infected by malware that locks computer files unless a ransom is paid. Steve Wilson is the head of Europol's European Cybercrime Center.
What we do at Europol, we take all the pieces of the jigsaw from the member states, from other countries, from industry, and work together with them to put the jigsaw together. Ultimately, if we can see enough of the picture, we can arrest those individuals responsible.
There is no word on who launched the plot. Computer security experts say the current attack could have been worse, but for the quick action of a young researcher in Britain who discovered a vulnerability in the ransomware itself. Britain's National Health Services first sounded the ransomware alarm on Friday. France's new president, Emmanuel Macron, has taken the oath of office at the Élysée Presidential Palace in Paris. Macron takes charge of a nation that, when Britain leaves the European Union in 2019, will become the EU's only member with nuclear weapons and a permanent seat on the UN Security Council. Macron will make his first visit abroad on Monday when he goes to Germany to meet with Chancellor Angela Merkel. From here in Washington, this is VOA News.